No words quite exist that define the performance troupe culture clash. On one hand, the trio are masters of sketch comedy. They're also masters of political satire, of cultural commentary, and of improv stand-up. All three members, Herbert Zigenza, Richard Montoya, and Rick Salinas, also have worked over the past three decades as actors and as playwrights and screenwriters. From their origins in the Mission District in San Francisco, they bring a culturally sensitive and street-smart attitude with an underpinning of what we now call Latinx culture to an examination of American society that, as it turns out, hasn't changed all that much in 30 years. That it hasn't changed is evident in their new collection of sketches, Culture Clash, Still in America, which is based on their 2002 work, Culture Clash in America, spelled with two C's, which can be seen at Berkeley Rep's Pete's Theater through April 5th, directed by Lisa Peterson. Culture Clash Still in America opens as ICE agents interrogate a captured Latinx illegal immigrant. It's a sketch which soon expands into a tour that starts with a right-wing couple in Florida and goes on to include various ethnicities and gender identities. Most of the sketches are comedic, some rely on improv, even with the audience, and one in particular is a serious case study of a harried and overwrought attorney for separated families and the problems he faces as he argues his cases and tries to bring children back to their parents. In the middle of an often uproarious collection of vignettes, it's utterly harrowing. The best and funniest bit occurs about an hour into the show as two older female 60s activists chatter about their lives in Berkeley today, slicing and dicing and name-dropping everything from the Berkeley Bowl to the cheese board to, you guessed it, KPFA. It's fall-to-the-floor hysterical, but you have to listen quickly or half of it will pass you by before you notice, and a second trip might even be required. While there's certainly room for ad-lib funkiness and improv, Still in America is a highly polished piece of theater. While all three performers are sensational, Herbert Zigenza is particularly brilliant, especially in the transsexual and Berkeley Biddies scenes. It all makes for a solid, thoughtful, entertaining, and often extraordinary night of theater, especially if you're someone listening to this very review on KPFA right now. Culture Clash, Still in America, directed by Lisa Peterson, is performed at Berkeley Rep's Pete's Theater through April 5th. For more information, you can go to berkeleyrep.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.